Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What up, motherfuckers? It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
We're with Rattlesnake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, John Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double-teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Boy, the international superstar Zach D'Amico welcoming you to another edition of the Real Ass Podcast. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, Luis J. Gomez is out on assignment in Las Vegas, Nevada. So I am here holding down the fort, and I am joined by three wonderful, handsome, funny, chubby gentlemen.
Yeah, was that on purpose?
No, this is just who will talk to me.
I noticed that immediately when I came in.
It is the Fat Super Friends today here on the Real Ass Podcast. You know that voice. To my right, Mr. Brendan Sagalow.
What's up?
How you doing today, man?
I feel great, man. You know, I was just thinking about it. This podcast has, I mean, I've been doing it for what, years? I feel like it's seen the best of me. It's seen the worst of me. I'm really loving this. I was on shrooms last time I was here. Now I'm having like an existential crisis of a week. It's fucking...
I'm glad. Yeah, last time it was your birthday. You were on a little bit of shroomies. You were going to the Van Gogh Museum.
Yeah, it was great. Yeah, yeah. I just had a full-on panic attack all day. But I did get off of that episode going like, dude, I fucking... Mushrooms, podcast. I felt like fucking Jordan in the flu game. You know what I mean?
My favorite part about that day was that somebody brought you cake.
Oh, yeah.
And watching a fat guy on mushrooms go, I can't have cake.
It was the worst experience of my life.
It was like watching a Jew with a sign that said free pork. Like,
and it was like an Oreo cake. Like, they really went all out to ask me what I like and everything. I don't even know if that's true, but it was great. I couldn't eat it. I feel terrible about it, and I still feel bad.
Why couldn't you eat the cake?
I was on mushrooms. I know, maybe you can eat through that, but I fucking, when I'm tripping on mushrooms, I can't eat a goddamn thing.
I'll go to a CC's pizza buffet on mushrooms. I'll house like 50 slices.
That beacon of white trash.
I don't know how
speaking.
You can do that.
Oh, when I was a kid, every field trip, we're stopping at a CC's pizza buffet on the way back. And challenging each other, who can eat the most.
Oh my god!
Collecting crusts, stacking them.
You don't eat the crust. Oh, the crusts are like
crust
a tally.
As a trophy, yeah, for each slice.
Do you put four and then one diagonally across?
Of course, yeah, yeah, like we're in prison.
That beacon of white trash speaking, you guys know, is Mr. Dalton Pruitt.
Howdy.
How you doing, my friend?
I'm also having a rough week.
Yeah, this is not just the chubby guys. This is like we're all kind of crying into our palms.
Yeah.
Week.
We all do kind of look like the bizarro version of each other.
Yeah. This is a fight club where everyone's too much of a pussy to hit the other one.
Yeah.
And yeah. Finally, we have Mr. Anthony Zenhauser. How you doing?
Hey! Doing great. I feel like I'm the older guy here. Like,
you're here to warn us?
Yeah, I feel like...
Quit comedy!
I feel like that you guys are at the gas station waiting for me to buy you beer. Yeah. The three guys like, hey bro, could you just buy me some beer?
This is like the fight club if the club was a club sandwich.
Bite
club. That was good. Come on. That was written days ago.
I don't need
good.
You guys to, you know, I don't need your...
He wants that co-host spot.
I am Jack's diabetes.
His name was Ronald McDonald. His name was Ronald McDonald.
We're all meatloaf's breasts in this.
Ooh, yeah.
Did someone say meatloaf?
Did someone say breasts? Two of my favorite things together in one package?
Oh my god, what are we writing dialogue for Homer Simpson? This is great.
All right, let's get plugs out of the motherfucking way. If ladies in the booth want to get that plug music going, Dalton Prewitt, I know you got the Loud Boys. You guys are up on Patreon. You are working with us here at Gas Digital. What do you want people to get eyes on?
Yeah, yeah. Subscribe to Loud Boys on iTunes, YouTube, wherever you get podcasts. Subscribe to the Patreon. We do now work alongside Gas Digital. We record here, so support Gas Digital as well. Subscribe to them. 22 shows on the network. Lewis does not remember what they are, but they're all great. No. So yeah, we're working with Lewis, and I'm going to promote Gas wherever I'm going to sing the praises of Gas Digital wherever I go. We're going to be at the Lincoln Lodge in Chicago September 18th. Come out to that. And we'll get into all this in a minute, but I recently got attacked by a lot of my close friends back in Dallas.
What?
And out of spite, I reached out to a club owner out there, and we are coming to Dallas early 2022. Loud Boys do Dallas. Loud Boys present Dalton's Revenge. We're going to be in Dallas, so look out for that, everybody.
A comedy tour fueled by spite. There's nothing better.
Yes.
Zenhauser, what do you want people to get eyes on?
I like what he said. Do that. You know? But other than that, if you have any time this weekend, go to Royersford, PA, Soul Joel's Comedy Club. I'll be featuring there with Shuley Edgar and the Reverend Bob Levy. And then next week, I'll be at Tiff's Comedy Club. Friday at the Dojo of Comedy. Good times with Bob Levy, and that's pretty much it for now.
Fantastic. Soul Joel's fucking great place. Just got back. We were there Monday night. Tiff's Comedy Dojo, also a great venue. Have a lot of fun. Sagalo.
Well, if we're on the fucking Royersford kick, if you are listening to this live tonight, we are doing me, Mike Cannon, and Mike Feeney. We're doing a live Here's the Scenario / Irish Goodbye. We're also doing stand-up. We're going to have special guests coming in, some characters. We're making this whole show. And so if you're listening live, please come out tonight. And also follow me on Twitch. Sags2Riches, follow me on Instagram, Twitter, blah, blah, fucking blah. Check out the special, and check out Here's the Scenario, please. It's an out of a podcast that's out. And if you like it, join the Patreon, patreon.com/scenariopod. I need to feed Mike's baby, okay? I don't really have anything that I need money for. You know, nothing. I'm not really living for anything. But Mike
you're
has
socialist
a,
now.
But Mike has a child, and so, and Feeny has a dog. So we need money. So please join the Tron.
Please, guys, support all these guys in any way you can. You guys know where to find me. Instagram, Zach is not funny. Here on the Real Ass Podcast, Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Bye, guys, at Ian Finance. Thursday mornings at 11 a.m. Zach Amico's Midnight Spook Show, Fridays at midnight. And Catalyst Wrestling, Saturday mornings at 11 a.m. We got a live spook show coming up in September in Brooklyn, as well as some other dates I'm really excited about. I believe coming up in next Thursday, I want to say the 26th, I will be opening for Lewis at BJ Ryan's in Connecticut. Please go to lewisofskanks.com for all of Lewis's dates. Let's get into the program. Dalton, you brought it up. Let's find out what the fuck happened with Dallas.
Okay, yeah, if you pay attention to me at all online, you probably noticed the last couple days I had a full mental breakdown. Yeah, what had happened was is somebody had sent me that latest Seth Simons article, and I know Lewis talks about this guy like it's very serious. I think of him as like remember Minkus?
Yeah,
he's like a Minkus. He's like he's just like a cartoon character.
He looks just like Minkus too.
Yeah, he's just Minkus. It's like I don't particularly take him seriously, and the headline just kind of made me laugh because Louis's doing this show Friday at MSG, and it was like comedy is a safe space for abuse, and so I just tweeted a screenshot of that, and side by side was the ticket confirmation to see Louis this Friday, and a bunch of my friends back home started just attacking me very publicly, and just acting like. Treating me like I was just another dipshit that they don't know. And it was
was just comedy friends?
Yeah, people I started with in Dallas. It'll like, I've known them family. I've known them for years. And it was like, I reached out to a bunch of them and I was like, is there a reason you can't just reach out to me privately? Because they were like getting mad. They were like, oh, you tweet something so awful and then egg on your fan base to attack all these people. And I'm like, I don't have any control. Like, these people were calling me a faggot 2 weeks ago, so I'm not the puppet master you think I am.
Yeah.
And, yeah, it was just, like, it was very bizarre, and it made me really spiral hard, because, like, everybody gives me shit, because it's like, oh, I've been going through a rough time, but it's like, it has been weird. Like, back in April, I lost my best friend, and then immediately I got brought in all this, and all these people are, like, looking at me now. It's just, it's fucking weird to have to navigate all that. And then also all my friends hate me now, so that's why I'm doing a spite show in Dallas.
So they were mad that you just support Lily.
Yeah, somebody did message me, and they were like, how can you support an abuser? And I'm like, I don't know the guy. Like, I don't... It's so weird. I don't know why.
Now, do you think this is a convenient thing for them now that you've joined up with a racist podcast network? This is just the first thing they could attack you for?
I wonder, yeah. Because it's like, I never saw eye to eye with a lot of these people over the years, but we were always able to be friends. It was always just like, yeah, there's some things we don't agree on, but, you know, yeah. I like you guys. And then this makes me feel like... So what, did you just want the attention? Because you could have just, like, come to me. Like, I'm still, like, I'm your friend. You, like, I've known you forever.
So this just, to me, sounds like a hit job because they're mad you moved to New York.
I don't even think it's that. I think people don't see you anymore because they're, like, when, and so they attack you because they don't see you feel the pain. You
right.
I mean? That's what all of the internet is. And you're probably not, you know, because I hate Jews, so this is going to be a real bad look for you.
Right.
Even being on a podcast with me.
Right. Yeah, no, I mean, they've given me shit before. Where, like, they've asked me, because when I started working with all you guys, they were like, how can you associate with these pieces of shit? And I'm like, they're my friends. Like, I don't, that's so, you're just being mean. You're just mean people.
It's just bad because it's like old friends of yours. If
yeah,
it wasn't
it really,
like if it was just people, it wouldn't. Who cares?
Yeah, it did hurt a little bit, but then like once I calmed down, I was like, you know what, I can't afford to take any of this shit personally, because it's like, yeah, they haven't seen me in a while, and they may not know who I am now or whatever. I don't know, but I am thriving in New York, so fuck them.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Dude. I mean, seriously, fuck them, because it's like. You guys, it's just like I supported all of you the entire time I was in Dallas, and then I come up here and start doing kind of well for myself. Like, I'm not begging to do unpaid bar shows anymore, which is nice. And then he was like, you're going to attack me. That's fucking crazy.
Listen,
dude.
I look at it this way, you know, like, whenever somebody calls me racist or sexist, I'm like, they're just jealous and correct.
Right.
Just don't let it bother you.
Right, yeah.
I don't think there's any room for jokes in this conversation. Because I just said I hated Jews, and everyone went, yeah, okay. And then
well,
Dalton
you said it
kept
so,
going.
No, you said it so straight-faced.
I know. But I've been thinking about it ever since, and I'm having a spiral
in
right
my
now.
Mind, I said, we'll put a pin in that, and then we'll start crunching.
You know what? I'll make it better for you, niggers. Okay. You're fine now. Everything's fine now.
Okay, well, see you guys in Royal.
Everything's fine. Everything's fine now. I saved your career, Brendan. I saved your career right there.
Oh my god, this is gonna be.
I saved your career. Now you can do Just for Laughs. It's gonna be fine.
Dalton's friends are gonna be so pissed about this.
Oh no! all my friends back home who never made it to feature.
Oh, so
it
sad.
Does sound like a bunch of sour grapes to me. You know, I've been doing comedy for 57 years, and I feel like I've seen people come and go. You, sir, are a go-getter.
Can we start calling black protests a bunch of sour grapes?
A bunch of sour grape soda?
A bunch of angry California raisins.
Wow. You know what, guys? I'm out of here.
Yeah. We're all just going to drop out.
But I mean, all like that. All that is to say, let's have some fun today, dude. I'm happy to be here. I went through all that and
fuck yeah,
spiraled
dude.
Hard.
And
but
you guys
I,
are going to walk out. It's just me and Dalton dressed like it's his first day in prison. He's trying to impress people.
Yeah.
It is starting to smell like sweat socks and salami in here, so I'm guessing, you know, we better wrap it up soon.
Oh well, that was what heat. I brought for the show for all of us to share. Sweat socks and salami.
I cured it in my sweat socks. I love your accent, though. Your accent will always keep you true to your racist nature.
Thank you.
Good. Yeah.
Thank you.
All right, let's get into our first story. Karen, quote unquote, complains to neighbor about their Winnie the Pooh flag outside black neighbor's house.
What?
I don't know. I don't understand this. Please, someone tell me the
Winnie the Pooh.
Yeah, give me an idea.
Is that a gang member?
No, I think they were being a bunch of tiggers.
There you go. That's all that story's going to do.
That was some Jay Leno type shit right there.
Yeah, you see this? You hear about this in the news?
Bunch of tiggers.
Ooh, I can't breathe.
I don't even know if that's Tigger's voice, but I nailed it.
It's more like Mickey Mouse.
Oh, I can't breathe. I can't breathe. Oh.
The wonderful thing about tiggers is you can move to a different neighborhood.
A lot of tiggers moving into the 100 Acre Wood. More like the 100 Acre Backwoods now.
Wow. There you go.
Damn, man.
With his dying breath, he killed it.
What was she complaining about? Was smoking a blunt?
Shannon, tell me what's going on.
Yeah. I feel like you guys should just watch the video.
Okay.
Oh, it looks like her. That's why.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I want to talk about this song. Tiggers. Flag.
Ooh, okay.
Ooh. I don't like
Tiggers.
It.
Tiggers. Careful. Tread lightly.
Okay, why not?
Now, I thought the American flag was real nice.
Uh-huh.
I don't say nothing about the shrubbery being cut. I don't say nothing about the backyard. But now, I don't like that.
Oh, okay, I didn't hang that. My brother hung that.
Well, I know. I'm just telling you.
And I'm going to hang your brother.
And we have rules. I won't have to go find out what they are, but I don't like that.
That's so classic.
This isn't a homeowners association, though.
No, but there's rules for the community. There is called Williamsburg something, and there's rules.
Okay.
So... I'm just saying, I don't like it.
All right.
It makes it look...
That's the nicest black woman I've ever seen in my life. Yeah, she is a grain of salt lady.
Handling it very well.
Yeah.
But that's okay.
This is in Williamsburg?
No.
So that woman's actually a rich white girl in her 20s. That's what they all look like.
Oh, my God, dude.
It was actually a cutscene from Girls.
Yeah.
She should have just been like, you know that scene in American Psycho when he's at the cleaners? She should have just went, if you keep talking, I will kill you. I'm going to murder you.
But she doesn't even give a reason. She just goes up to her and goes, I don't like it.
I don't like it.
I don't like
it. Well, she said she was, it looks tacky.
Yeah.
Why? Because it's Winnie the Pooh?
I think it's Tigger.
It's just Tigger?
Let's keep it going.
But that's okay. I said it doesn't, but it's okay. You're allowed your opinion.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to find out about it.
All right. Well, you have a good day.
Ignored.
Wow.
So this was the offensive flag. Yes, it is Tigger from Winnie the Pooh.
Look.
What a who gives a shit of a story.
Hold on. The flag does look tacky.
Yeah, the blue doesn't kind of go with the suburban kind of thing.
I want to see that lady's house before I make a judgment on these people's flag.
Who gives a fuck? If you're in a house and your whole thing is whatever the house
by the way, all four looks of like us would do anything to have a house.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I live in squalor, so it'd be nice to... I would live in that Tigger
house
flag.
How's the rent?
Not bad.
In that neighborhood. Squalor.
It's pretty good. Yeah, just it's fucking so stupid. I never got the whole thing about making a neighborhood look good. Like, who gives a fuck, dude? Who cares if the house across from you looks good? Gives a shit.
I think it's a property values thing, but that can't be why that lady's upset.
I think what really matters is the ethnicity of the person living inside the house. You know?
Yeah, probably.
Mm-hmm. I think, unfortunately, that might be the case.
Yeah, that's what determines whether a neighborhood looks good or not.
Yeah.
If you're discussing resale value, yes. Yeah.
You see Anthony, that? You want to hit us with that word again?
Please don't. Did you guys see that video of the cops who this like a black realtor was showing a black family a house and they were like they handcuffed the guy because people thought they were breaking in?
Yes, I did. Can you guys bring that up?
I don't know why you brought that up. I did just bring it up.
Yes, I did. And
but it was handled very nicely, I would say.
A black
realtor? It was.
So you would call it a keeping it realtor?
Nice.
I'm firing all cylinders today, boys.
It was just...
Okay, and not to play devil's advocate here, realtors are usually crazy sketchy.
Go on.
Like, whenever you look at an apartment in New York, I've never had the guy have the keys. He always just rings every bell.
And they're always in a fucking hurry, too. They're always like, they want you in and out.
Or they'll be like, hey, we're going to go look at a place. Do you have a car? And you go, no. And they go, all right, well, my friend is going to pick us up. It's always like a third party.
He shows up on a motorcycle with like one of those side things.
No, it's me and another fat guy on a motorcycle.
It's an Ecuadorian with a chicken truck.
But yeah, so like I feel like realtors, like, I never quite trust them. They're always like kind of swarthy.
Yeah, they have these horrible pieces of property to sell.
I will say, I think the realtor in this video was wearing a wife beater. So
okay, yeah. Let that. By the way,
I don't think it does look good.
Wife beater.
Yeah,
let's see it.
Money hoes, cars and clothes.
After placing a black real estate agent and his client who was touring a house,
yeah,
in
that guy's
handcuffs.
Dressed for business.
Inside, come on, with your hands in the air.
Police responded to a call from a concerned neighbor.
We'll take it.
Yeah.
That guy's a realtor? That guy?
No, the other guy. Eric Brown, the guy in the wife beater.
As he was questioned. He's dressed even worse than the guy they're arresting. Oh, shit. This ain't going to look good on
his
us.
Client, Roy Thorne, had brought his 15-year-old son. Who
little did they know, they were opening it to start a crack house. Or meth.
How many black guys does it take to
Which
sell a house?
Which one is the realtor?
Was recently arrested for entering the house
I think
without permission.
The one in the wife beater.
All no realtors look the same.
Squatting in a home that's for sale.
He didn't have a key. There was just a pile of rocks that said door rocks.
So fun. She was like, he's standing in front of a house that's for sale. It's like, yeah, use context clues, maybe.
Well, she said that someone had been squatting there.
Oh.
She said a young black man had been squatting in the house until recently, and then they saw somebody go in.
Oh. That's just bad luck. This is all just bad luck, I think.
I'm going to take a wild leap.
I'm going to say bad luck mixed with horrible racism.
Bad luck, racism, and you know what? Dress up a little if you're a realtor.
Yeah, if you're a realtor, maybe put on a suit.
Even a collared shirt.
Something with a button. Yeah. Something with a button.
Business
up.
Casual, guys. That's
Biz
the key. That's the key not to get arrested.
I had a great realtor. I was looking at apartments when I thought I could afford one, and this guy showed up. His hair was slicked back. He fucking smelled good. I almost bought the place because he smelled so good. I was like, this guy got me.
I think realtors should start peacocking, like in that book, The Game.
I think they do.
And then they neg you. They're like,
you wouldn't like this place.
Dude,
get out of your range.
He kind
of
did neg me. He kind of did neg me. He was like, yeah, man, this is a lot, you know? And I fell for him. I fell in love with the man.
Yeah, dude.
His name is Alex.
One black guy is fine. When three black guys show up, I get nervous, too. I'm making a call. I'm just going to be like, listen, I don't know what's going on over there. I just want to call you guys just to make sure.
What neighborhood do you live in?
I live in Greenwich, Connecticut. And
okay.
I live in South Central LA.
I live in a gazebo.
Can we pull up the Piper Perry picture and see how that makes Anthony feel?
Who's Piper Perry?
Yeah, who's Piper
Perry? You know the picture I'm talking about?
No, I don't know what you're talking about.
Piper Perry surrounded by all the black guys?
Oh, the meme.
Yeah.
You mean the porn gang, the porn gangbang thing?
Yeah.
Does that scare you?
No,
because it makes too many black guys?
No, it makes me happy.
Okay.
Yeah, no, that's just good old-fashioned fun.
Yeah. Okay.
That's the economy.
That's making your dad angry fun. Yes!
Come on.
They're fun. Look, they're dressed a lot nicer than the realtors
were. Have you watched this one?
I don't think I've ever seen this one.
It's like a hands
don't
commercial.
Don't spoil the ending for me.
It was really nice. It was very like clean and like the shirts were like brand new, those white shirts.
Yeah, she's great, dude.
Those $2 shirts, they treated her like a lady.
Yeah, Piper Perry.
She your favorite?
No, she
not anymore.
Not after that shit.
She's dead now.
Yeah.
Is she dead?
Not after fucked all those realtors.
Realtors.
Sorry. I said realtor with a hard on. Whoops.
They showed her a different room.
Yeah.
Hey, rap fans. Yo Kratom, the best supporter of the network, has just launched Yo Delta, That's right. It's a new Delta 8 sponsor with everything you need to stay high all summer long. So, if you're over the age of 21 and you live in one of the majority of states where it's legal, then it's time to stock up and enjoy a summer of Delta 8. You guys know what Delta 8 is. It's something found in weed, but it can be legally shipped nationwide, and it gets you high. They sent us vapes and gummies. I've done the field research, and holy shit, it works. We have been smoking it here at the office. We've been smoking it out on the road. I don't think you can really tell a difference. Yo Delta is potent, and if you're living in a state where weed's illegal and you're constantly trying to get a hold of your guy and he's either never around or he comes over and he's a creep around your chick, it is time to stop calling that dude when you can just go to YoDelta.com for high-quality, lab-tested Delta 8 gummies and vapes that will get you high and keep you high. So that's YoDelta.com, and if you use the promo code GAS, G-A-S, you're going to get 25% off. One more time, guys, that's promo code GAS at YoDelta.com for 25% off. Now let's get back into the show.
All right. So yeah, obviously that's a crazy person.
That's a sad thing.
All right. Here's a fun game. Context clues. Let's guess what we can guess about these people in the story.
Okay.
Texas teens could be Dalton's friends.
Ooh.
Find dead man's body.
Okay, that's my friend.
Oh, I saw this.
Him.
Steal his jewelry.
Mm-hmm.
And post about the whole thing on Snapchat.
Yeah, I heard about and TikTok.
And
they
TikTok.
Did it. They did it in like a TikTok meme.
I gotta be honest with you. I am like actually. Concerned that this might be my friend in the casket.
I don't think he was.
No, yeah. I'm joking. I'm just trying to make light of a tragic situation. Anyway, let's pull up the clip.
I thought you meant one of your old... You're so rich with friends who are just...
Dead.
Dead.
I got a lot of dead friends.
Sometimes dead is better.
Sometimes dead is better.
Tell us about these Texas teens.
So it was a 16-year-old and a 17-year-old... found a 25-year-old remains, and he had killed himself in a drainage ditch. And so they Snapchatted themselves taking off his jewelry, his chains, and kind of bragging about it. And then a friend of his later came across the Snapchat. A friend of theirs came across the Snapchat and reported them to 911, and they ended up arresting them. We only see the picture of one girl, though, because she's 17. The other one is a minor. So this is one of the girls.
Would.
Oh. You can find the TikTok.
Hell though. Yeah, would. Bethany Martin. Oh, Bethany Martin's a bad bitch.
You know, you're a lot prettier when you smile.
Bethany Martin and 6-year-old friend found 25-year-old's remains in the Southwest.
Why would they film themselves stealing? Also, why would they steal?
I can tell you right now, that's going to be the next woman to ruin Lewis's life.
Yeah, right? Now, she's going to be in Vegas.
Yeah.
Is it stealing if you find an anonymous dead body in the ditch, though, and you see all that bling? Are you really stealing from somebody? You're really just finding it's like, you found treasure.
Yeah, if you're a psychopath, you could think of it that way.
I think of it in Old West terms. Like, you wouldn't steal a dead man's boots.
Yeah.
You know?
That's some real Dallas shit,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah, yeah.
I like that.
I think about
how can
it,
your friends be mad at you after shit like that? If you say stuff like that, they should be like, all right, you're forgiven.
Because they don't believe in me. They don't believe in what I'm doing. They have the wrong idea about me. They don't see the pureness that exists within my heart.
I like you, dude. You walk around, you say stuff like, for men like you and me, dying is easy. It's the living that's hard.
Hey, Brendan, I'm on board with that, man.
Yeah,
that was good.
It's like being next to Sam.
Where's that from? Did you come up with that?
No, it's a Clint Eastwood line one of the
older movies. Oh, is it in Unforgiven?
It's in one of the older movies.
It's like being next to Sad Elliot.
Nothing? Sad Elliot?
What's Sad Elliot?
Sam Elliot.
Sam Elliot.
But I can't grow facial hair.
And your voice is so much higher. You're like Sam Elliot if he had like...
Helium.
Helium, yeah. And I'm not even going to try to do the impersonation unless you want to. But I guess it is your voice.
It's me, Sam Elliott.
Welcome to Disneyland. Oh, welcome, Kimo Sabi.
Sioux City, South Carolina.
Now I'm going to disagree with Dalton here and say all those German soldiers earned those gold teeth.
Oh, yeah, we got to get back to Brendan hating Jews. All right, go ahead.
I don't hate the Jews. I am part Jewish, okay? So don't come for me.
Oh, so you definitely hate
them.
That's
so convenient, Brendan. Yeah. You're a part Jewish.
Yeah. Bring the story up again. So it looks like they tossed the one necklace into a field.
Why would they toss it?
The other team was on the table told Martin she liked the man's pendant necklace, prompting the 17-year-old to remove it from his neck. She tossed the chain into the grass and gave the medallion to her friend. The girls then called another friend who arrived on scene and called 911. The teens told the responding deputies they were walking to a gas station when they... Okay, so they called... their friend called the cops and said, hey, we found it. So they alerted the cops they found a body, but then the next day, somebody sent the cops the videos on Snapchat saying that they had stolen the guy's necklace.
Right.
What a great bonding moment between two friends.
Taking a dead man's medallion?
Just finding a dead body and being like, oh my God, this is so crazy. This is nuts. Should we take the necklace? You know that feeling, the adrenaline when you're...
Now, you know what would be cool is if they took all that jewelry and then his ghost was able to possess them.
Yeah.
After that. Yeah, ooh, dude. Then we got a little scary.
We found Ray Brower and we stole his bling.
Who's Ray Brower?
Oh, Stand By Me. They found they found a dead body.
Oh, and, yeah.
Sorry, I'm young.
That's right.
I'm an 18-year-old.
I'm going to say a lot of old stuff.
I've seen. I love Stand By Me. Because that movie inspired me because Jerry O'Connell was a big fat kid and then he got hot. So I think I still have a chance.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
All of us here do.
Brendan, let's get hot together. Yeah. We get hot together. Dude, let's get hard bodies.
Let's get fucking hot together, dude.
Dude, let's get fucking Patrick Bateman bodies, dude.
Yeah,
let's
and in like 6 months, we'll put out a video of us washing cars with no shirts on.
We look, we all have loser carved into our bellies.
Beep, beep.
All right, God. Let's keep it moving. Anti-vaxxer mom licks items at the grocery store because germs help fortify the immune system.
True.
Now, is this what all those black chicks were doing a few years ago, licking the Bluebell ice cream?
Well, not just black chicks. It was a kid thing. It was like a TikTok thing, right?
Ariana Grande gotten like a little heat for doing that.
If I saw someone doing that, I would go on the other side of the shelf and put my dick and balls through it.
It's like it all looks like bananas, and then it's just your dick.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then she licks it, and I go, thank you for the inoculation.
Yeah, yeah. She's like, I actually knew this was a penis. You might want to hide in the grapes aisle.
Now, this is going to
Well, Brendan, you got to hide in the chia seed aisle.
Oh, shit. It's getting fucking hot.
This is going to be a surprising sentence. I had ice cream over the weekend.
No kidding.
And
no pudding.
I noticed it had another, so it had the lid, but then it had a second thing that you had to unsnap. So it was like a new version of ice cream security.
You quit.
Oh, no. I didn't even have a spoon. I ate it with the lid in the hotel room.
Oh, my God.
Nice, dude. I love I got to be honest. Sometimes I do kind of like being a fat guy. Shit like that.
I forgot to get a spoon.
Put that image in my head. How did you take... So you took the lid. Did you fold it?
Yes, I folded it in half.
Into a scooper?
And turned it into a scoop.
That's unbelievable.
Because I got back to the hotel and realized I forgot to grab a spoon.
Was there a moment where you were seriously, genuinely angry? You were like, fuck!
Furious.
Fuck!
I was so mad.
You're just pacing around the hotel going, how the fuck am I supposed to eat this ice cream? You're putting your shoe in it. You're like, come on.
Why didn't you microwave it and like drink it?
Yeah, you want a hot cup of ice cream.
Oh my God, this is the saddest conversation.
So you're putting the four fat guys trying to MacGyver eating ice cream?
I think we got a pint of Ben and Jerry's and no spoon. What do we got to work with?
Well, why don't you just put it face down on your head and let it seep into your skin?
I think my version was I think I came up with a pretty goddamn good idea.
Hit me.
Yeah. Which is fold the lid in half and turn it into like a taco scoop.
That's evolution. That's
good. But then what if you're not done with the ice cream?
Here we go. I think we both know.
This is a silly question.
You finished the whole pint?
Yes, I was alone in a hotel
room.
Brendan,
you don't get to act like that's surprising.
I went for a jog today.
I was alone in a hotel room and I'm not drinking. I ate the pint of ice cream and a roast beef sub.
Why didn't you dip the roast beef sub into the ice cream?
Au jus?
Because the ice cream sounded so goddamn good.
Yeah.
And I had been looking.
What kind of ice cream was it?
So we went to Stewart's. Me and Lewis went to a Stewart's.
Nice.
Excellent.
Great, what is Stewart's?
Great ice cream. It's an ice cream place. Keep up.
And they do like the bottled sodas too.
I was not paying attention to the context clues. I think I can infer that it's an ice cream place.
So it was called Happy Camper. And it was vanilla ice cream.
how far they were from the truth.
Unhappy urbanite.
Yeah.
A lot of crampers.
Yeah, happy camper. Miserable in a hotel room. And it was vanilla ice cream with graham cracker, marshmallow, and peanut butter cups.
Don't act like
that doesn't sound fucking awesome.
That sounds good, dude.
It doesn't sound good now, though, because it's 11:49 in the morning.
Liar.
Yeah, that's not an early afternoon ice cream.
Shannon, can we get a blood sugar machine in here? Can we check everybody's blood sugar?
Yeah, do you have a Lancet?
And see how we're doing.
Yeah, you have an AccuCheck?
Do you guys still have my birthday cake here?
All right, let's see this anti-vax mom lick shit at the grocery store. Wait, before she does it, let's take bets on what she licks.
I'm going to say orange and apples and stuff like that.
So you're going to say produce?
Produce.
Fruits?
Yeah. Fruits.
Watermelons, cantaloupes.
Okay, so you're going that?
I'm going dirty root. I'm going to say like doorknobs, everything that you touch with your hands on a maybe like the baskets or the carts, the shopping cart handles.
People are losing their minds.
I'm going to grapes and other things that people touch with their hands and don't have to peel before they eat them.
Oh, okay.
Ladies? Let's see what this cunt licked.
Okay, I'm just letting you know, there's no audio
in this video.
This
cunt licked. She's a cunt licker.
All right, here's her and her kids.
Oh, she's hot. Because of course.
Oh my god, she is hot. Holy crap.
Oh, that's
ew. So she's licking the plastic bag.
All right.
Who cares? Oh my god,
I would love to shop at this place.
She's licking the handle of the white cloth.
That's a
shelf.
Yeah.
Oh my god, what she's a weirdo.
And she licked her. She licked her cart and the handle of the freezer.
I win.
I thought she was going to. Yep. Zenhauser wins on that one. I thought she was going to lick items that people were buying. Instead, this is just a crazy lady who wanted to make a video.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Everybody thinks that they're the hero.
Is there any way I can buy that plastic bag?
Yeah, I would kill myself with that plastic bag. I mean, if you could find that plastic bag, I will put my head in it and die happy.
I just wanted to, like, smell it and hold it.
Oh, my God.
I think the real person we need to discuss in this video is her fucking kid.
I don't know, dude. I think
you're at the grocery at your mom's, she's like, hold on, honey. Mommy's got to make a TikTok where she licks things.
How easy would it be to convince her to eat her pussy at that day? You know what I mean?
To eat her own pussy?
No, for me to lick her pussy.
I thought you were like...
Maybe. If she could eat her own pussy, that'd be great.
Excuse me, miss. It's for my immune system.
I need to watch.
I need some vitamin C.
Hey, can you please fart in my face? I need to live longer.
I need some vitamin C. The C is for God.
It would be great if when she shuts the camera off and steps outside, she just starts licking her kid.
Yeah. She's like, have a good day at school.
Gotta protect you from COVID.
Start sucking his dick.
Whoa.
Oh,
now remember, don't talk to the Chinese kids.
Yeah, she starts sucking her own kid's dick, and she's like, look, this is not FDA approved, but
I think I'm in love with you.
Yeah. Oh, are you guys following the
Chris Chan?
Yes.
Somebody fucking messaged me about it. Yes. But guys, what development do you have? Let me catch you guys up. Okay.
Good luck.
I'll try. So a number of years ago, there was a weirdo online who was ridiculed. They made a comic called Sonichu.
Sonichu. It was a mashup of Sonic the Hedgehog and Pikachu.
Okay. And they became like kind of a meme on the internet. And they made fun of this guy, Chris Chan.
His name, Christian Chandler, yeah. And he was like the first victim of cyberbullying ever.
Cool.
So, shockingly, they're a woman now. They bullied their balls off.
Yeah. Oh, they bullied him into doing more than that.
So, a friend of Chris Chan now, the female Chris Chan, I don't know what name they go by, reported them to the
Chris
police.
Chris Tran?
All right.
No, so they're not Vietnamese.
Yeah, that's an L.A. comic. And reported them for claiming that they were in a sexual relationship with their dementia-ridden elderly mother.
What it sounds like is a trainee is raping their own mother.
Yes, yeah. I browsed this article.
I love how we brought them, and you're like, oh.
That's kind of a development.
Yeah.
When you rape your own mother.
So yeah, the claim is that they had been talking for months about like having a feelings or something.
Him and his mom.
For their dementia-ridden mother who doesn't know they're there. And then they said they supposedly had.
It does sound like a romantic comedy.
Oh, I yeah.
It's like that movie when the guy wakes
from the
up
twisted mind of James of Gunn. Yeah.
It's like 50 first dates, but only one of them.
Pete Davidson is.
Yeah. Chris Chan.
I think I want to fuck
Margot
my
Robbie
mom.
Margot Robbie is Barbara.
I want to fuck my mom.
I'm thinking about, my mom looks pretty good.
Yeah, she doesn't really remember me.
I don't know who that was.
That was
I'm not good at voices.
That was Ray Romano.
I'm not good at voices.
Sorry, you can't rape your mom.
That was great, yeah.
Deborah. I'm going to go rape Marie.
Always fucking mom. Raymond.
Oh, everybody loves Raymond. I never get to rape mom.
Everybody fucks Raymond. So now supposedly there's a new development saying they were fucking another old lady and that the messages that this friend had recorded were reported wrong. Is that what you know?
Yeah, that's what I've heard. It's getting kind of murky. I don't know if Chris Chan has been fucking...
He's been fucking his mom, and now it's kind of getting weird.
Yeah.
This is miscommunication.
Well, the thing that I heard that was interesting, and I don't know how true this is, where this could go, but they're saying that Virginia's incest laws only apply to, father-daughter. It wouldn't apply to a mother and a daughter, right? And Chris Chan identifies as a woman, so if they convict them, her, him, whatever, if they convict them, it means the state of Virginia does not recognize transgendered people.
Which we already knew.
Right. And if they let them go...
No, they don't recognize them. They're like, who the fuck are you?
Yeah. What is this carnival sideshow that just strolled up into town?
Wow.
Fucking something wicked this way comes.
A lot of hate on this podcast.
Okay. But if they let them go, it means that they just allowed this mentally ill person to rape their own mother.
It's a real selfish choice.
And and some people are speculating that because of this, that this could go to the Supreme Court.
Okay, so that's new information to me now.
Yeah.
That's actually just a court of people wearing Supreme.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're going to go to the hype beast chambers.
Oh, my dearest hype beast.
Yeah.
Things are not lit.
I just looked up Virginia's law, and that doesn't seem to be true. It says any person who engages in sexual intercourse with daughter, granddaughter, son, or grandson, father, or mother is guilty of a class 5 felony, and that's what they're charging her with.
Okay. Wasn't true. Okay, because that's what I heard.
But Shannon, have you seen, when you look up the Chris Chan thing, is there developments where supposedly they were having sex with another elderly person?
I haven't been able to find that yet.
Okay, because that's what I had, that was the last thing I had heard, was that they were talking about somebody else. They said something along the lines of, so I gave the old lady a go.
I do see some quotes of the proceedings in court where at one point she just yelled out, "I'm famous on the internet," and her attorneys told her not to speak again. And then
shut up, dude.
Yeah, listen to Shannon nailing these pronouns.
I'm just reading from the article. And then later on it said that they told the court that he would be asking for evaluations on Chandler, who interrupted by stomping her feet and saying loudly that she needed to get everything back home.
My pussy hurts!
This is bullshit. You'd never do this to the Numa Numa guy. They just announced that Idris Elba is going to be Knuckles. I'll be goddamn if some spook plays Knuckles. Back to GameStop.
That's horrible. More like Knuckle Dragger. Guys, let's reel it back in. Shannon, go ahead.
Okay.
That she wouldn't feel safe until she gets her items back. But so she's just talking nonsense.
You mean her items, her cock?
Yeah.
My cock and balls.
Can I have my items back?
They hand her the box. It's just
a clear plastic bag with dick and balls.
Dick and balls.
We have a Sonichu wallet.
Sonichu necklace, Sonichu keychain, and your dick and balls.
Dick and balls. That's mine.
One dick and balls.
It says that YouTubers are theorizing about the items she was referring to. And one quote says, a lot of people are making jokes that it's his Lego or Transformer toys. Uh-oh. I personally think he just wants crystals, referring to the belief that Chandler has in the magic power of crystals.
That's more embarrassing than
chaos
the toys.
Emeralds.
Yeah. Chaos emeralds. Pokeballs and Chaos Emeralds.
It's like I'm working on something. I'm trying to combine the Pokeballs with the Chaos Emeralds.
Pokey cock and balls.
Dimension-ridden mother, I choose you.
Who's that Pokemon?
Who's that Pokemon?
There it is.
Tackle snake.
Tackle snake. Give yourself a little something for that one.
Oh, me.
I just want one of these.
Is this
okay?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, baby, this is gonna be my thing.
Hell yeah. Have fun, dude. Dude, I'm happy for you, Brennan. I've always wanted a soundboard.
Fuck yeah, dude. This looks good on this side.
Nice, dude. All
right.
Hey, I've got it on my phone if you want me to send it to you.
Please, slide it over. I'll be fucking...
No, I mean, I'll email you the whole soundboard. Okay. Put it on your phone and have fun with it anytime you want.
Yeah.
All right, so this one, this seems like a story that we're all going to be able to relate to. Two men killed by a train while mourning their brother, who was also killed by a train... in the exact same spot.
That's what they heard. They thought it was that movie from the 1920s. they just saw the train. They're like, hey, no, this is Edison's trick.
Yeah, this is actually the first movie ever.
Yeah.
So I was just having this conversation with Ryan Shaner Monday. One of the rules of if you're white trash is if you know someone who has been hit by a train or fallen off a cliff.
Fallen off a
cliff. My uncle got hit by a train.
Falling off a cliff.
No, he was playing chicken. He was playing chicken with the train where, I don't know, he like drove through the barriers. The train did. Okay. It hit his car and like fucked his back up.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
That's crazy. I've played on train tracks before.
Yeah, I feel like it's like this, if you are a certain level of low white person, that me and Dalton definitely are.
Oh yeah.
You know someone that either walks with like the something about Mary fucking arm things because they fell off a cliff or were hit by a train.
Mm-hmm.
Zenhauser, train, no cliff?
How do you fall off a cliff?
Very high class.
Girl I went to high school with fell off a cliff because she dropped her cell phone, went to go get it, fell and died.
Oh my God.
And then I was a janitor.
Classic
that year.
New Jersey death.
I would work as a janitor over summers while I was in college.
Yeah.
And me and my other friend had to be the ones that took all the notes and cleaned off her locker after all her friends wrote on it and left her I love you notes.
Oh my God.
Very sad day. I just remember that they said she fell reaching for that her phone went off, she dropped it, bent over to pick it up, and nice. Fell off a cliff. And I just remember all these different teenage girls being like, I think I was the last one to text her.
Oh my God.
I think I killed her.
I got her Jesus last text. Christ. It was
BRB.
But I think also quad or ATV related injuries classifies you as like lower white trash.
You got one of those?
100%.
Yeah, yeah.
Guns.
Yeah. Well, guns. I mean, guns could be anything.
Yeah.
This is America after all.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, if you go to Chicago, you're going to find a lot of guns too.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, you tell your ATV story and I'll tell my gun story.
I mean, I don't have an ATV story, but I have friends. I mean, I have friends that have, you know, bad backs because they flip their quad you know, it's always like, I was on the highway with my quad. Of course you were. Of course you're on the highway with your all-terrain vehicle.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, yeah. It happens all the time.
Oh, yeah. When I was, my senior year of high school, we came to school one day and, the principal like gathered all the seniors into...
And then I came in with an M16.
Yeah, yeah. The principal gathered us all into the auditorium and I said, it's time. he told us that my friend Ryan over the weekend was involved in a gun accident and died.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
And we found out that what had happened is him and another friend of mine were like playing with somebody's dad's gun. And just being idiots and accidentally blew his brains out. And it's just so funny how ruthless high schoolers are. Because the kid that accidentally killed him went away for a couple months. And then when he came back, the day he came back and sat back down at the lunch table, this other kid goes, hey guys, anybody seen Ryan?
Where was Ryan?
He was in a casket.
Dalton, I'm going to go against all of what my gut is telling me to do, and I'm going to be your friend.
Thank you.
Because after hearing all your stories, my gut is saying, stop talking to this man. You will end up dead. And
what man?
You.
Oh.
You're cursed. Is that what? That's what we're
you're
saying.
Cursed. Cursed.
You're a
yeah.
cursed man.
The Pruitt curse.
Yeah. I thought you would laugh and not just stare at
you
me.
You wander the earth.
I didn't know you were doing like...
I was doing
your inner monologue thinking about me.
No, you wander the earth collecting souls of the innocent.
Correct, yeah. My life is grief, much like Samurai Jack.
Whoa, cool.
Do you see the end of Samurai Jack?
No.
You're like a monkey paw, you know, and every
time, yeah.
You know, oh my
someone's
God.
Next to you.
Well, let's see these. Oh, tell us about these two men hit by a train mourning their brother also hit the exact same spot.
Friends of Dalton. Scene.
Is there a video of it?
No.
Oh.
So two brothers, they were 20 and 29 years old, were walking along train tracks in Charlotte, and it was near the light rail. And they went there with candles, and it was the week anniversary of their brother's death, who had died in the same spot. He died, he was driving, and he was struck by the train, and they believe alcohol was involved in the accident. So they went there to pay tribute to him, and both of them were then hit by a train. In the same spot.
I'm going to say this right now.
Jesus.
Not for nothing, but it's very hard to get hit by a train unless you're a total moron. Like, there's a lot of warning before a train comes. Like, you're the guy's doing the, we're here today to pay respects to my brother. Our brother, will you cut that out?
Yeah.
Our brother.
Put your cell phones on vibrate.
Yeah, I wonder how this happened. It seemed because like trains aren't like you see them coming.
I mean, they're very loud.
Maybe they killed themselves.
Well, if it was a light rail, maybe they didn't hear it coming.
Oh, they climbed up onto the monorail.
It was the Japanese like bullet train that just went by.
Well, Shannon, you said it was a light rail, right?
Yeah, but it did say that all safety features, including crossing arms, lights, and horns, were working correctly at the time that it happened. It was also, they were caught on like a closed caption, like a video in the area. And so the moment that they were hit by the train, they caught it. And it said they just weren't able to tell.
They caught the train?
Was it a
blue? They had a giant baseball mitt.
There's a detective going, we got to get this train.
So... We know the train's route, sir.
They just couldn't tell how long they were there before they were hit by the train, but they saw them get hit by it.
All right, so let's be honest. They got fucking really hammered and were like, let's go to the train tracks and mourn our brother.
Right.
Like, that's not, there's no way alcohol's not involved in that, right?
Alcohol, drugs, something, because. That's the only way I could see this happening.
I think what happened was the brother died trying to play chicken with the train, like you said before, and then the other brothers went, well, let's honor his memory by doing what he did, and let's actually not get hit by the train this time, and then they both got hit by the train. So, I mean, that's the only thing I can think
of. The brother was driving, though. They were just on foot. The brother was driving across the tracks.
Driving on the train tracks?
Across the tracks.
Yeah, but that's understandable. You get stuck on the tracks or you're drunk and it's fine. But if you're standing on the train tracks, it's really hard.
The minute I get stuck in my car on the train tracks, I'm getting out of the car and leaving the car.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Are you taking whatever headliners in the passenger seat?
You fucking asshole. No, I'm leaving my cannon in there. I'm going, hey, I'm going to the bathroom real quick.
All right. We're going to wrap up.
You left the child locks on. Yeah, I know.
We're going to wrap up soon. Let me see what else we're looking at here. Cuomo resigned. Ugh. Who cares?
Yeah, who gives a shit?
Y'all see the Chet Hanks video?
No.
Oh,
man.
It's so good.
We've talked about
Chet before on the show.
Let's pull up the Chet Hanks.
Tell me about it.
I'll set it up.
You can't.
It's a COVID PSA. Now let's go.
Yeah, he's in it.
You are not ready for what this is, dude. It's so good.
I mean, it's very shocking that he did this. But
yeah.
Didn't both his parents have COVID?
Yes.
Let's pull up the video and not discuss anymore.
They got it real early, though.
So. Yeah.
Oh, they were one of the first.
They were the first, yeah.
They were the first celebrities that I think announced
cabinet. They had that lady from that TikTok come and lick them down.
Yeah. And, if that's what it takes, then I have the Delta variant.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to get licked by this chick.
Where is the Chet Hanks video?
Yeah, I'm turning, at the edge of my seat right
now. I'm turning
now.
Into Lewis. I'm getting
we're
angry.
Working on it, sorry.
Hold on. There's got to be a fucking.
And they got caught in New Zealand. They got caught in New Zealand too.
Shadow. Man, I will say when I was getting attacked online yesterday, a couple days ago, I felt what Lewis feels. I felt that rush. I was like, man, I really want to fuck with these people, but yeah. I was very nice and diplomatic. But man, I get it now. Twitter beefs are fun.
I don't even. Do you have the notifications on?
No.
Yeah, I take that off.
No.
So by the time I see any, I mean, no, you know. I just get called gay all day, but by mm-hmm. the time it just piles up, and I'm like, I'm not going to scroll through this. Not having the notifications on is like good.
I don't have notifications. I got a bad one on Instagram a few months on Father's Day.
On Instagram?
I got fucking flamed on Instagram because every year on Father's Day, I post a bunch of pictures of the wrestler Michael P.S. Hayes.
Okay.
And say that it's my dad because I have a friend that worked for WWE. And he would just take candid photos of him all day and send them to me. Like, not him working, just him, like, drinking Mountain Dew and shit.
Yeah.
So I just have all these pictures that look like I know this man.
Okay.
So I would just post pictures of him every year and be like, you know, I'd write a Father's Day post. And some black chick, like, goth model chick, in one of the pictures I picked, it was from, like, the 70s, and he had a Confederate flag sweater on.
Mm.
And she wrote, please delete this racist photo. And I wrote back, I wrote her a message. I went, oh, this isn't really my dad. I collect pictures of this guy, and it's like a joke that my dad's like an old redneck.
Yeah.
It's not real.
Care. Didn't want to hear it.
Not only did she not care, she took my post and put it on her story and told people to attack me for spreading racist propaganda. And then all these people that I never met before started commenting about how I was a racist piece of shit. And I'm like, how do they know?
I mean, just everything you do and your appearance,
yeah.
The things you say.
And I said
your
to
thoughts.
People, yeah. I said to people, like, how is this, like, possibly a problem? Like, this is a picture from, the, like, if he was wearing it now and I had a picture with him, sure would I rethink posting it. I definitely would.
I think the Confederate flag will make a comeback. I think we'll see Supreme shirts.
That's the end of the show.
Yeah, I think we'll see Supreme shirts with Supreme on top of the stars and bars.
Yeah, kind of like how they use the British flag for like fashion shit.
Mm-hmm.
One day the Confederate flag's coming back.
Keep calm and be racist.
Would you ever see, you guys ever see Nazi chic in Japan? In Japan, they like there's like a style they have where they just wear, they love it. They wear like Nazi uniforms and they just, you know, see Kyle. It's like a big laugh to them.
The Nazi chic was my favorite bad guy wrestler.
I put you in Jew clutch, make you humble.
All right, did you guys get this Chet Hanks video?
Jabrosi.
Yes.
Jabrosi.
I'm so excited.
So, just checking in. Look, I've been kind of on the fence about this for a while. That's why I've never spoke on it, but... with the amount of people that I know recently that have gotten COVID and with like the numbers rising, I think it's important for me to say, like, I got the vaccine. I think everybody should. I think it's really important, like, that we all do this just as like citizens, as Americans. We have to look out for each other and get this under control, guys. So like, I suggest to all my followers, you guys set an appointment and get the vaccine first thing. Science! If it ain't broke, don't fix it. I never had COVID.
Yes, what the fuck happened to him?
Needle. It's the money.
I think he was always like that, wasn't he? I don't think.
Okay, if you're sick, stay inside. I'm tired of having. Okay, why are we working around y'all? If y'all, if you're in danger, stay your ass inside. I'm tired of wearing a mask.
He hates his parents.
I'm so sick of this mask shit, dude.
Oh, I didn't even see.
I didn't see this one.
Buying books, sir. Your mask. Oh, okay, my bad. Gotcha. I'm like, I go, you're really on it, huh? He goes, yeah, we are. Okay. He's like, did you get the vaccine? I'm like, yeah, for sure I got the vaccine. Psych, bitch. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. I never had COVID.
Do your part.
All right, whoever made this rules.
Oh, my God.
Do you think Chet Hanks... Do you think Chet Hanks found an unplugged Zoltar machine and said, I wish I was Nig?
Yeah. That's funny.
Thank you.
Well, Zach, Wilson's a basketball.
Yeah. Zach, how good was that? I mean, what a well-timed psych. That got me so
It was
hard.
So, good.
It's so good.
I thought it was so, so legitimate, and I was like, this is a really well-spoken like take on Dude, this. And I was like, I'm so surprised right now.
Dude, it blew me away. I was like, this is the best thing any Hanks has done in like 20 years.
Yeah, it's such good awesome. Acting.
I mean, really what shows. A raging douchebag he is.
Right.
His timing's impeccable.
You see, Dad, I'm an actor. I'm an actor like you, Dad.
I bet Colin couldn't do this.
Yeah, I bet Colin couldn't be a wigger.
Hey, yeah, dude.
There's no crying in COVID. Yeah, what good time. That's funny as fuck.
It's so good, dude. It blew me. Crazy. Like, I was laying in bed, and I go, oh, here we go. Another one of these Hollywood rich kids telling us to get a vaccine. And then when he hit us with that psych, I go, I fucking love Chet Hanks. This guy rocks.
Psych?
Psych? Bitch. I ain't getting a motherfucking needle.
Yeah.
Shit, man, that was the Tuskegee experiment.
I know both of my loving parents who have done nothing but cherish and help me and give me money have got it, but who gives a fuck? We fucking bitches tonight.
What was the video? Didn't he have a video of him, like, bleeding and some black chick attacked him?
No, that was Anthony Cromio.
Yes.
I think.
And then he lost the world's greatest radio empire?
Yeah.
I real ass talk, I would totally hang out with Chet Hanks. I like his style.
I do too.
I would be like, dude, I would hang out with you. Plus, he's rich, so it's like, you know, you're going on a yacht.
He would never hang out with his parents' house.
Why?
He would walk into the you'd like bring him into like a hotel room and like, hey, we're gonna party here tonight, and he'd be like, no.
I bet he liked
me. Like a $90 a night thing. You think he'd like
me? I think he'd like me.
He would fuck you in the ass.
Okay.
Wow.
He's cute. He's very attractive. If anyone was gonna sodomize me, I would want it to be Chet Hanks.
I know. Yeah. That's so true.
I think I'm right up Chet's alley, to be honest with you.
You're right up his ass.
Yeah. Well, whatever it takes, man. Whatever it takes to hang out with the Hangster. I'm going to call him the Hangster from now on.
Let's see this. Oh, this is his previous best video.
Oh, shit.
This just attacked me with a knife.
No, I didn't. Just
attacked me with a knife.
Didn't you?
Did I attack you with a knife? No. Not at all. You pushed me!
Wow!
I love that he's just letting the blood.
I mean, this is very reminiscent of the Kumia video when he was dating that one chick.
Yeah.
Why doesn't he just
see a bobcat run in the background?
Why doesn't he just let those people clean his house and leave? Why is he harassing them?
Jesus Christ, man. That guy's going to... There's not going to be a good end for that man.
Yeah, he's going to die in a train track.
Yeah.
He's one of those
Morning Colin.
Chet Hanks, Chet Hanks fell off a cliff yesterday.
Yeah. And landed right into some pussy. Sigh!
Come on, give yourself something.
Give yourself a drop.
Sag-a-lo!
I don't know. Where's the guest drop? I
should say Gessle Snake.
There we go.
I don't know if that's the right one.
That's good.
All right, so we're...
So every time he tries to talk.
You're going to do the bit?
That's what's up.
Brothers and sisters, ladies and gentlemen.
Why haven't I ever heard any of these?
You to put your hands in
I don't think Lewis knows where they are.
He doesn't have a lot of black guests.
Praise him. Rape!
I've heard that one a few times.
Rape! On the first fucking date!
Free Chris Chan.
That's his mother doing sex.
Who is that? Are you a boy or a girl?
I used to have a penis, Ma.
All right, let's end on this one.
No.
Robin of Batman and Robin. Not Robin from Howard Stern. Robin from Batman and Robin.
Oh, yes. We have to go fight crime. Oh, yes. Oh.
Has come out as bisexual.
Oh, I love penis.
Wait. I love penis as well.
Oh, Bruce, I love dick. And my name is Dick.
There's a large spectrum. And it goes like this.
Sorry, I was doing my...
And I was a little girl.
I was doing an impression of Robbie Goodwin.
Let's guys, can you tell us about this in the booth?
So in the upcoming comic book that's being released, there's somebody that Robin fights with. The last name is Bernard. And so while they're fighting side by side, Robin has a quote-unquote light bulb moment and realizes that he feels differently about him. And how the comic book ends is where he's about to ask him on a date, but we don't know if he accepts it or not until the next comic book that comes out in December.
Hey, you want to go fight some crime?
Is Robin half a faggot? Tune in next week on Batman!
Faggot! That was beautiful. Bernard, that's quite a tell.
It's going to be a very rocky couple of comic books if Batman is homophobic.
He loves pussy. We know that for a fact.
Well, he's the new Batman villain, Saint Bernard, and he has a barrel around his neck with all of his gadgets in it.
Condoms.
Robin, why is there a bunch of purpley flags around everywhere in the Batcave?
Yeah, right. Yeah, Robin turns the Batcave into like a bisexual.
Yeah,
he gets all
he puts
the pink
bi lighting.
Yeah,
everywhere.
He gets all the pink lighting, and Batman's like, Robin, what's all this gay shit? I'm trying to fuck Vicky Vale back here, and you got all this gay shit in the Batcave.
I can't bring Catwoman back here.
Yeah,
she won't trust me.
Robin, yeah, you can stop wearing the tights now. We haven't worn tights in 30 years.
Who'd have thought this orphan I found at Cirque du Soleil?
is that a Lewis impression?
Yes. I'm Batman.
Holy shit. Yeah, the Christopher Nolan Batman is just Lewis.
My parents are dead. Yeah, I don't know. It makes sense. Fucking, and this is what, like, the... Is it Robin Rob? Like,
does
so
it make
like
sense?
Four or five Robins.
It's I think it's...
He's gone through so many Robins.
Damian?
Yes, it actually does make sense.
But I think this is one of the other Robins.
I think it's Damian Wayne. His son. So now his son is gay.
Batman Urban Legends, it says. This is in the latest installment.
Well, it's Damon Wayne. Ended it there, ladies and gentlemen. That was the Real Ass Podcast. I want to thank all my guests, Brendan Sagalow, Dalton Pruitt, Anthony Zenhauser. Please make sure, check out The Loud Boys. Check out The Creepy Corner. And what's your British show?
Oh, it's over, but it used to be a complete bastard. I got some more stuff coming up, though, if I'm back on.
Make sure to check me out on the road. And Sagalow, tonight, if you're listening live, Rutherford, PA, Here's the Scenario, and Irish Goodbye Podcast live. Please make sure you support all these guys. Go see them out on the road. Once again, lewisskanks.com. Check out all of Lewis's dates. Hope you're safe and happy out in Vegas, my friend. I love you very much. And this is Zach Amico from the Real Ass Podcast saying, see you on Friday.
That's all, folks.